The Shulchan Aruch has a halacha in Simin Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, which is the halacha of Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we put the menorah on the left side of the door, and we put the, which is opposite the mezuzah, which is on the right side of the door, which is on the Pesach, which is on the entrance to the door. I think this is something we're all familiar with. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, where you're all sitting right now, where the minhag is to light outdoors and not to light inside, we're very careful to make sure that we put the mezuzah and the menorah opposite each other in the way we set it up. And the question is, why such a focus on the mezuzah? Why should mezuzah have anything to do with Chanukah whatsoever? Okay, Chanukah, I get the candles, the lights, the chashmonayim, the Beis HaMikdash, the oil, all that stuff. But it seems that mezuzah is, you know, creeping in to the mitzvah over here of Chanukah. And why exactly are we highlighting and focusing on the mezuzah in particular? Even more so, we have a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, that's the first source on the sheet that I sent out. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah u'mitzvah lehanicha b'tefach samach lepesach. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put it a tefach, about a hand away from the entrance of the house. We have a machlokas. There's a machlokas whether the menorah should go on the right side or it should go on the left side of the entrance to the house. And the hilchasa mismo. The halacha is that we put the menorah on the left side of the doorway, and the Gemara says that we're trying to have the mezuzah on one side and the menorah on the other side. And the Gaonim explain, they all explain this Gemara to say, that when you enter into the house, you'll be surrounded by mitzvos. Now, that's very adorable and that's very nice. But that doesn't explain why particularly mezuzah. I could have put other mitzvahs there as well. I could have eaten an apple while I'm going into the house, and I'm making a bracha while I'm walking into the house. What is it that we're comparing or contrasting between the menorah and the mezuzah when it comes to Chanukah? The Shulchan Aruch says, lahalacha, mitzvah anicho betefach hasamach lepesach mismoli, kedei shite mezuzah miyam avir Chanukah mismol. This is the halacha. When we light the menorah, it has to be opposite the mezuzah. And if you don't have a mezuzah, manicha b'yamin, so then you'll put the menorah on the right side. Okay. Now, there happens to be a beautiful drasha of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the Magen Avraham teaches us there's a mitzvah to give out Chanukah gelt. This is the source of giving out presents on Chanukah. There's a mitzvah to give out money for Chanukah. And he says, "Kadei shikanes v'etsa ani bein mezuzah l'ner." Because when a poor person comes into our house, says the Chassam Sofer, we want to give them the zechus. We want to give them the merit of walking in between on one side the menorah and the other side the mezuzah, and that's going to be beautiful for them. And the pasuk says, "V'hi noam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu." There should be noam. Noam means pleasantness, and the Chassam Sofer says that noam is the Rosh Tevos ner ani mezuzah. That you want to have all three together. Imagine a home where at the same entranceway, where a person extends to give out money, you have an ani in front of you, a ner on one side, a mezuzah on the other side. That's noam. That's a Jewish home. A Jewish home should be noam. It should be pleasant. It should be beautiful. But giving tzedakah, a mezuzah on one side, and a menorah on the other side. Now, if there's a mezuzah on the left and a mezuzah on the right, and another household member wants to light, so then we have a whole machlokas over here, where you should put it, how many menorahs should I put on the left side, but that's not our discussion right now for the halacha. There is also a fascinating comment of the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Vayechi, it references Chanukah only once. In all of the entire Zohar HaKadosh, there's only one reference to Chanukah. And do you know what that one reference is? The Zohar says, B'chol Beisa Lavush Shanim. In every house, she is dressed in shanim, in silk. This is a pasuk from Eishes Chayil. So the Zohar says, Al Tikri Shanim El Shnayim, that her house is adorned with two, a couplet. What is it? Kagon, it talks about Bris Mila, and then it says Tzitzis and Tefillin, they go together, and then it says Mezuzah Uner Chanukah. Mezuzah and Chanukah, says the Zohar Kadosh, is a couplet. They go together. Peanut butter and jelly, you know, ketchup and french fries. They're a team. They always work together. Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, always one next to each other. Again, this odd focus on mezuzah and Ner Chanukah. Mezuzah and Ner Chanukah, they always have to go together. It's a halacha, the Zohar Kadosh. The only time the Zohar ever talks about Chanukah is this. There's no other mention to Chanukah in the Zohar besides this coupling with mezuzah. So I want to share what I think is a beautiful idea from Rav Avram Orbach. Rav Avram Orbach is the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who is the Rav of Tveria. And he writes in his Sefer Pischei Avram on Chanukah that, and he references this odd statement of the Zohar, and he says that usually when you need two of something, it's because something is lacking in both, right? I think we've learned, hopefully, enough Rashis to know that, right, if Rashi gives one answer, and then Rashi gives a second answer, it means what? That there's probably something not complete with either of the other answers, right? That you need both answers together. So if I need two things, says the Zohar, I need a mezuzah. Good. So I need a mezuzah, and I need Chanukah, menorah. So then, what is it that one has, but the other one doesn't have? That I need both of them together to have a complete mitzvah. So Rav Ram Orbach says that there are two aspects of Avodas Hashem which we always need. We have to have a cheshek, a desire to come close to Hashem. But we also need to make sure that foreign ideas, ideas and concepts that are antithetical to Judaism, that don't fit with the Torah lifestyle, don't get in the way of our relationship with Hashem. And he says that is step number one. A mezuzah is a shmira. A mezuzah is a protection to keep us away from outside influences. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, V'chozman sheikanes v'yetze yifka b'yichud Hashem shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you walk and enter into a room or a house and you have a mezuzah there, it reminds you of the love and the wake us up and to stay away from silly things outside, to know that a Jewish home is a special place, that all of the twisted ideas and wrong perspectives in the world, and the incorrect way of looking at things, that those are outside the homes. That's not what the Jewish home has. We should know there's only one thing for us, and that is Yediyas Sura HaOlam, to know the Creator of the world. So when you walk in and out of a room, you walk in and out of your house, and you're thinking about things that are totally not appropriate for a Jewish person to think about, for a Bas Yisrael or a Ben Torah to have on their mind, and you see that mezuzah at the door place, at the doorway, and you see the mezuzah at your house, it reminds you, Hashem is my focus, and that's what I need. When a person leaves the confines of the house, or their school, or their dormitory, they can be led to think that there are values that should replace the Torah. And the mezuzah represents a sur meira, a running away from harmful and damaging ideas and values. This is elaborated in a beautiful sefer. I don't have the sefer next to me right now, but a good friend of mine, Rabbi Daniel Stein, who's a Rebbe in YU, so he has a sefer on Chumash called the Chamudei Daniel, and he writes in last week's parsha, in Parshas VeYishlach, that the issue of Chanukah was a spiritual danger, and not a physical one. And we see this in our davening, right? We say, Lashkicha mitorasecha, they tried to get us to forget the Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, says that in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Yavan wanted to attack us. Then there's no reference in the Rambam's description of Chanukah anything about any physical danger. It's all about spiritual danger. There's nothing on that list that's pikoach nefesh. It was a religious and a psychological war. In fact, he quotes Rav Huttner, who says the only enemy that we have that we title with a verb. How do we refer to the Greeks? We call them misyavnim, those who tried to make us Greek. We don't have misbavlim, those who tried to make us Babylonian. We don't have mismitzrim, those who tried to make us Egyptian or Romans. That's not a thing. The only time we have a verb to describe our enemies of those who tried to make us like them are the Greeks. We refer to them in this way because of what they tried to do to us. The war of the Greeks was with their culture, their ideas. And the B'nai Sasker says that's why the letters on the dreidel, Neis Gadol Haya Sham, or you have an Eretz Yisrael Po, but Neis Gadol Haya Sham spell Goshna, the city of Goshen. What was so significant about the city of Goshen? What was so significant about Goshen? In Goshen, the Jewish people were separated from the rest of Mitzrayim. They were protected. They weren't with Egyptian culture. They weren't influenced or inspired by the Mitzrim. They kept their language, their dress, their names. Sometimes, says Rabbi Stein, Esav comes as Biyad Achi, and sometimes he comes as Yad Esav. Sometimes he comes as a brother, sometimes he comes as Esav who's trying to beat us up. Sometimes he comes as an enemy that attacks sometimes, and sometimes he comes as a brother who tries to influence our view on politics, our view on social issues, on media and culture. So Rabbi Stein beautifully notes that we're told by Chazal, the Gemara in the end of Sota says, that Smol should be Docha, V'yamin mikareves, right? When dealing with somebody who you need to give rebuke to, you should push away with the weaker hand and bring them closer with your stronger hand. Generally, that refers to using the stronger hand to bring those close. But listen to a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Stein. He says in his Chamud de Daniel that it can also refer to the mezuzah. The mezuzah sits on the right side, right? So if you're standing at your home, imagine you're standing looking at the house, right? So the mezuzah sits on the right side as you're standing there, right? And that protects against the left hand of Esav that comes to fight us. That's the mezuzah. The mezuzah is saying, keep away from us. Stay away, Esav. Stay away from that side. And the menorah on the left side of the house, the warmth of the light, that's against the right hand of Esav. The hand of Esav that's trying to influence us, trying to bring us close, trying to take us away from the Torah. To that we shine the menorah at Esav and say, I have my own light. I have my menorah. I have my own spiritual core and source. I don't need what you have to offer me. Again, but it's not enough. And that Ad Kam, the Chamud of Daniel, that's what he writes in Parshas V'Yishlach. But this is important. Says Rav Avram Orbach, it is not enough to build walls and guards against the outside world. If your whole Yiddishkeit is going to be, this is Aser, and this is Pritzus, and this is not Mutter, and I can't do this, and everything, my entire Judaism is defined as, these things are bad, and everything else, if it's not bad, it must be okay. If that's the case, and your entire Judaism is a list of no's, and your entire Hashkafas HaChayim is simply about staying away from things, then you're going to be left in the cold. You're going to feel empty, and you're going to rebel against whatever is trying to protect you. Your entire core and being cannot be a list of, these things are bad, this is us, and I have to stay away from it. The Ner Chanukah is the opposite of the mezuzah. It works together. It's to remind us of an inner flame, of a warmth that we all have. The candle is our burning neshama. There's something inside of each and every one of us that's special. It's the neshama that's a chelek elokai mimal, that we have something unique, warm, and beautiful about each and every one of us. And the Ner Chanukah represents lifting ourselves up, lighting ourselves up. It's not about keeping things away. That's the mezuzah. Rather, the Ner Chanukah is about working on ourselves internally, drawing closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling the warmth of Torah, getting inspired by mitzvos, and really building our relationship with Hashem. Now, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says, V'chi la'ora hu tzarech. So says the Gemara, Hashem needs a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. What he can't see, he has to have lights on. Hashem's afraid of the dark, so he has like a nightlight. So we keep the menorah on the Beis HaMikdash. Come on. What about the desert? Hashem had a burning fire, a flame keeping him alight at night. And the Jews in the desert. He needs a little tiny menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It is a testimony. The menorah is a testimony to the world, to all of mankind, Shashchina Shara B'Yisrael, that the Shechina rests inside of every single Jew, and Hashem is connected to each and every one of us. Even after the Chorban, and through the Galus, we were left with the menorah in our homes, in our schools, in our dormitories, so that we're reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within us, and we have so much to offer and so much to accomplish. The Ramban, Parshas Baal Oscha, should see there as well. And when a person stops believing in themselves and they begin to doubt that they have something special to offer the world, so light a menorah, look at a Chanukah candle and remind ourselves that that candle represents that you have something that's special, a neshama inside, that you have what to offer, that you have something to connect to, and you have something amazing in your relationship with Hashem. Rav Avram Orbach says this is reflected in a pasuk in Tehillim that we say every Shabbos, Nafshenu chigsal Hashem, Ezreinu umagineinu hu, kivo yismach libeinu, kibishem kodsho batachnu. The first part of those two psukim refer to the koach of the menorah. Nafshenu chigsal Hashem, I have a neshama. Yismach libeinu, inside we have a burning fire and a desire to connect to Hashem. And the second part of that pasuk, Ezreinu magineinu, Hashem protects us. Bishem kodsho batachnu, we have bitachon, that Hashem is going to keep us safe. That's the mezuzah and the menorah. You need both. You can't have just one. If everything is going to be open and warm in chesed, and there's going to be no mezuzah to make sure you stay away from the things that are not going to be good for you as a Jew, then you're going to be pulled away. But if you only have a mezuzah and no menorah, and your whole Judaism is about this is usher and I can't do this and this is bad and I have to stay away from these things and I define myself as what I am not instead of what I am and what I should be, so then you're going to be left out in the cold. A Jewish home, a Jewish lifestyle needs both a mezuzah and a menorah. You have to have that balance between the two. The mitzvah of Chanukah is about the bias. It's about the home. I know, so we're none of you are in your technical homes right now, but you're in your homes now in Eretz Yisrael. And the mitzvah is on the house to have a menorah. As long as that single house has one menorah, it fulfills the mitzvah. The expression of the Gemara is ish ubeso, the person and their house. That is the mitzvah, that one person sets up the menorah and fulfills the mitzvah for the entire household. The Rambam writes in Chanukah, "V'pneiza heskinu chachamim shebaoso adorish yushmones imim ha'elu." We should have 8 days. Shetchilas on chafei bekislev may simcha, from the 25th of Kislev, days of simcha and halal and rejoicing and praising Hashem. Umadlikin behem haneiros be'erev, and we light the candles at night. Al pischei habatim, at the entrance to the homes. The Rambam uses no extra words. The Rambam defines that the mitzvah of Chanukah is about the bias, about the Jewish home. And he's giving us a core definition of Chanukah. Apparently, the concept of Pischei Batim, the house of the Jewish home, is part of the essence of Halacha. The Takana of Chazal wasn't about candles. It was about Chanukas HaMikdash. It was about replacing the Beis HaMikdash. A bias is a replacement of the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. Your dormitories, your seminaries, the places where you learn, they are all in place of the Beis HaMikdash while we wait for it to be rebuilt. And we light the candles in our Mikdash Ma'at that to represent which once had a menorah. The house of the Jew now takes that place right now while we're waiting. Right? The Gemara in Yuma, we all learned this Gemara last year, the Gemara Maseches Yuma says that Kimchis, the great Tzadekus Kimchis, had 7 sons who were Kohanim Gedolim, who became, you know, leaders of the Jewish people. So the Gemara asks Kimchis, in what merit did she have such amazing, amazing children? So the Gemara says, why? Because she never uncovered her hair in her home, and she had a high level of tznius. Okay, the discussion's not right now for tznius, but what's the connection between her actions, the actions of Kimchis, to be very tzanua in her bias, in her mikdash ma'at, and having sons who serve to the Beis HaMikdash? Because the bias, the home, is a reflection of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it's about. We're taking what we had in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're bringing it to our home. The Beis HaMikdash had guards, it had levium to keep out the people who shouldn't be there, but it also had a mezbeach and a menorah and an aron and a kodesh hakodashim to inspire the Jewish people. So yes, the Beis HaMikdash kept out certain people, but it radiated kedusha. The tzura of a Jewish home, the tzura of a Jewish person, needs both aspects. The home, the person has to keep out the images and the concepts that are against the Torah, but it's not enough. A Jewish home has svarim, it welcomes tamini chachamim, it gives tzedakah, and it inspires, and it makes everybody there better and closer to Hashem. So this is just a small idea. When you're walking around Yerushalayim, and you see menorahs in all the homes, don't forget that there's also a mezuzah there as well. And when you see mezuzahs on the Jewish homes, don't forget that there's also a menorah that sits there opposite as well. That we need to have both in our relationship with Hashem. We have to have the mezuzah, the bitachon, that Hashem is going to keep us protected and to keep us in the right direction, going on the right path. But also at the same time, you have to have a menorah that's warm and inviting and loving and inspiring that connects us to Hashem, His mitzvos, and His Torah. Okay?